It's time once again for the Rural Intelligence Report with Mark Williams, ruralintelligence.com. That's where you can go to find out what's going on, what's coming up, and what's been going on in our area. And, of course, right there they have a most comprehensive calendar of events that are coming up in chronological order. And, ladies and gentlemen, in chronological order, here he is, Mark Williams. Hi, Mark.
Good morning, Marshall. I'm a bit upset this week, I can tell you one way and another. Reading through the list of events that are going on, they really are just setting us up for a wonderful holiday period. But darn it, my family all arrived from all around the world to spend a couple of 10 days, 2 weeks with us over the Christmas period. And they don't arrive until next week, so I'm worried that they're going to miss some of the best events of the season. But nevertheless, I will make up for that by trying to go to as many of these as possible. And it does look a wonderful selection this week.
All right. Well, let us start out in Kent, Connecticut on December 12th.
I'm looking for ideas for very, nice gifts which local people would like, people in our area would like. And on Wednesday, December the 12th, and then again on Saturday, December the 15th, there are some book talks and signings by two people who've written a book which looks absolutely just great for people who live in Connecticut or people who live around Connecticut. The book in question is called The Connecticut 169 Club. The author is Marty Podskosh. The Kent historian Marge Smith will also be with him talking about it. It features a whole series of passages about Connecticut, from Connecticut, from Connecticut writers, from historians, and local descriptions from town officials of their towns, the things that make their town special, their haunts, their food fixes, their landmarks. So it really is a lovely book. So on Wednesday, December the 12th, it's at the Kent Memorial Library at 6:30 in the evening. And then, as I say, they're going to be back again on Saturday, December the 15th in West Cornwall at the Souterrain Gallery. That's at 3:00 in the afternoon. So, as I say, it's the book's called The Connecticut 169 Club. And it's the author Marty Podskosh and Marge Smith who will be talking at both those events.
All right, well, let's then move on to Hyde Park, New York, on the 13th.
Yes, we're moving, as it were, further afield, both geographically at least, and certainly culinarily, because the CIA has one of those magnificent dinners that they put on in the restaurants. And on the 13th, the restaurant, they have about three or four restaurants at the CIA, and this one is in the Ristorante Caterina de Medici at 6:00 in the evening, and it just looks really fascinating. It's a truffle dinner, and it's actually been sponsored by Sabatini Tartufi, who I guess are truffle importers or something like that. So I suspect that it's obviously to encourage the CIA students to get to be familiar with truffles, but it means that those people who take advantage of this and go along can get probably an incredibly well-priced meal, including these incredibly expensive and pungently flavorful ingredients, and you really will get to see these showcased in a fascinating way. And it's a lovely evening because it starts off with a presentation at their Danny Kaye Theater at the CIA, and they bring in a whole lot of experts to talk about truffles, how they find them, how they grow, and what makes them flavorful, etc. So you have it to a learning experience, and then you after that presentation, you go into the Ristorante Caterina de Medici have this wonderful meal. And by the way, they obviously include wines with it as well. So it's a really fantastic evening. You obviously have to make a reservation well in advance because this will get really booked out. So it's Thursday, December the 13th at the CIA. And of course, you can get to their website via Rural Intelligence as well. So you can click on the link.
December 13th in Great Barrington, it's a pop-up market.
Yeah, there are a lot of these pop-up markets going on at the moment, and this one I spotted because it's for a wonderful cause. It's in Great Barrington at the Mulberry Hair Company on Thursday evening, the 13th. And Mulberry Hair Company is on Rossiter Street in Great Barrington. Starts at 5 o'clock in the evening. And the whole idea is that it's to benefit VIM, or Volunteers in Medicine, who are a wonderful organization in Great Barrington that provides free health care to, you know, people who really need it in the area. So and this healthcare is of, you know, tremendous standard, and it really helps people's lives substantially. If you suffer from health problems, you know what the difference is, especially if you can't afford them. So VIM is a really wonderful organization. There are all sorts of festive activities and food and drink at the Mulberry Hair Company on the 13th, and 25% of all sales from the artisans and vendors who will be there is going to be donated to Volunteers in Medicine. And by the way, VIM is also going to be selling a whole series of raffle tickets for a chance to win several gift baskets full of gift certificates from local restaurants and others as well. So it will be very nice indeed. So that event, it really supports a wonderful cause. And again, Thursday, December the 13th at the Mulberry Hair Company in Great Barrington.
Now, our friends at the Boondocks Film Society, which go all over the tri-state region, are going to be in New Marlborough, Massachusetts on the 13th.
This is a wonderful, wonderful organization. And we wrote a story about it in Rural Intelligence earlier this year, because it is just so fascinating. So I'll tell you the details and what they're doing, and then let's talk a bit about the Boondocks Film Society, because I think it's fascinating. Anyway, it's Gedney Farm in New Marlborough on Thursday, December the 13th, starts at 6:30 in the evening, and the Boondocks Film Society is having a showing of 5 EC pieces, is a fantastic film. But it's not just a showing. It's a sort of, first of all, they call it a pop-up film screening. But in fact, actually, before the show, before the film, there's live music. There's a special food menu. They have a wine and cocktail list, all themed on the film as well. The performance before the film is by James Felice of the Felice Brothers and Alison Ollander of the Upstate Rubdown. And the other thing that they do at all of their pop-up film events is the attendees get to take home a free commemorative poster of the event designed by Emily Sartor. So it should be a great fun whole evening. And the Boondocks Film Society feels to me a bit like a secret club of some sort. But in fact, they're not really secret at all. Anyway, what they do is they have all of these pop-up events showing a movie. And it's not just a movie and popcorn. It is a whole art house adventure with music and themed events and all sorts of things. So they even have sculpture in some cases, or puppetry or dance. And it really is a society that it grabs people's attention, and they show these wonderful films. So if you have a chance, go to Rural Intelligence, click on the link to find out more about the show on Thursday the 13th, but also sign up for the emails from the Boondocks Film Society, because I have a funny feeling that you'll find some really interesting films going on in the next few months, but just having fun events.
December 14th, it is a delightful and delectable holiday market in Great Barrington.
Yeah, St. James's Place is turning out to be a really wonderful venue for all sorts of events, and they are the venue on Friday, starting Friday, December the 14th, but running through Sunday, December 16th, for the GBAM Delightful and Delectable Holiday Market. Well, of course, GBAM is the Great Barrington Arts Market. And they have it's a curated holiday shopping experience, lots of local and regional handmade gifts and other items. The market is, as I say, it's going to be located in St. James's Place. And And the nice thing is that it's going to coincide with a whole lot of special holiday programming at St. James's Place. All sorts of performances from the Berkshire Lyrics, and Roger the Jester will be there, and there'll be, you know, various Christmas concerts. So check that out. It's, as I say, it's the GBAM Delightful and Delectable Holiday Market, but there is a lot of other things going on there as well. And it starts on December the 14th and runs through the weekend.
Well, not far from Great Barrington on the 14th in Lenox, Massachusetts, there is another event to go to.
Yeah, as I say, Marshall, I'm looking for lots of little gifts that people can give, and books are always the great opportunity here. And this one looks really a bit unusual, but really funny as well. So on Friday, December the 14th, up at the bookstore in Lenox, 5:30, they're having a talk and book signing from Thomas Cathcart and Daniel Klein, who've written a book saying, "I Think, Therefore I Draw." It's really unusual. It's very funny. It's a new exploration of philosophy through cartoons. And they're cartoon. You all know they're cartoons once you see them. They're everywhere. And they've written a New York Times bestseller as well. Well, several, I think, is that one was called Plato and a Platypus Walk into a Bar. But anyway, these two guys have been working on this sort of deep philosophical thoughts and writing jokes for decades, and they've now put them all together in this book. So it's really a fun book you can give lighthearted at Christmas or as a gift to a hostess or whatever it is. And it's, it's the sort of thing that people will be able to flip through and look through for many years to come. So that's that book reading. I'm not sure whether they do a reading, but book talk and signing is at the bookstore in Lenox on Friday, the 14th. 5:30 in the evening.
As we move to 6 o'clock on the 14th, have to move to Hudson, New York as well, the Stair Galleries.
Yeah, well, you'll see today, I've tried to sort of round up a whole series of gift opportunities, and some are reasonably priced, like books or whatever, some are outrageously priced, and some are going to be well-priced. But Stair Galleries has actually, if you fancy finding a piece of artwork for giving a gift or a piece of furniture or some other objects as well, Stair Galleries on Friday the 14th is having one of its sales, and there's a lot of furniture, fine art, but also objects from Asprey, Lalique, Tiffany, Steuben, Gorham, a whole lot of jewelry and hardstone objects as well, Louis Vuitton luggage. So there's a whole selection of stuff, and that is at 6 o'clock on Friday the 14th at Stair Galleries in Hudson.
Well, every holiday season there's certain movies that I have to watch. Love Actually is one of them, and also, of course, It's a Wonderful Life. But really what has moved to the top of the list is Scrooged, and this is the 30th anniversary, and on the 14th in Great Barrington, I guess I better get there, huh?
Well, I'm going to be there because I've never seen it. It shows you how often I watch films at Christmas. But Scrooged was never on my list. I'm going to be going. I've got my tickets already. So on Friday, December the 14th at Great Barrington at the Mahewi, Biff is having this special screening. And by the way, it really looks more special than average, and I'll explain why. So the film is Scrooged. It's a comedy update of A Christmas Carol. It stars Bill Murray as a cynical television executive, and Karen Allen plays his kind-hearted girlfriend. Anyway, he fires one of his long-suffering yes-men on Christmas Eve, who's played, by the way, by Bobcat Goldthwait.
Yep.
And then, of course,
I'm that already.
Night. Sorry, go ahead.
I said, I'm laughing already because I can see him in a movie.
Oh, well, I'm really going to enjoy this. And I'll tell you why you should go as well, because it's anyway, apparently he's then visited by the ghosts of Christmas past and present and future and whatever it is who force him to, change his behavior. Anyway, the lovely thing is, of course, that Karen Allen is a local celebrity and lives in and around Great Barrington, and she is going to be at the screening. It's all been arranged by the Berkshire International Film Festival, and she is going to be having a question and answer session after the screening, so it will be more special than average, Marshall, so you definitely ought to get along there. So it starts at 7 o'clock. It's going to be, I think, really well attended, as I say, Friday the 14th, 7 o'clock in the evening at the Mahawi.
When you see the movie, just understand, it's very hard to take a classic like A Christmas Carol and turn it into a very, very funny comedy and do it with class. It really is a well-done job. And,
oh, lovely.
All right. Well, we'll move on from Great Barrington. Head over to Rhinebeck, New York on the 14th, A Christmas Carol.
Yes, we're going back to the original one. You know, the Center for Performing Arts in Rhinebeck has been presenting a traditional Christmas carol classic, as it were, Dickens classic, for 13 years. And this, or maybe it's 12 years and this will be the 13th or whatever. But anyway, if you want to take the family to a traditional Christmas carol, this is the one to go for in the Rhinebeck area. They start on Friday the 14th, and then it runs actually through to December the 23rd. So do check out the time and get along to the Center for Performing Arts at Rhinebeck to see your traditional Christmas carol.
Kinderhook, New York is our next destination on the 14th. It's Candlelight Night.
Yeah, this looks lovely. You know, Kinderhook's really putting on a good show at this time because I think they're going in their 200th year or whatever it is. So on Friday the 14th, the James Van Der Poel House of History and the Columbia County Historical Society Museum and Library will both be open and free to the public. And they're really encouraging visitors to come in, view the exhibits, enjoy it. There will be live music there. There'll be complimentary eggnog. I'm not really a big fan of eggnog, but so hopefully there'll be other things as well. But anyway, there will be holiday shopping set up at the museum shop, and various other local artisans will be setting up as well. So that's in Kinderhook, starting at 6 o'clock in the evening on Friday the 14th and running till about 8:30 or so. So it's a real opportunity to wander around Kinderhook and see the candlelight presentations and check out the houses of history.
Pride and Prejudice on December 15th in Lenox, Massachusetts, Shakespeare and Company.
Yeah, well, they always put something on for Christmas at Shakespeare and Company, and this year they're doing sort of what they're saying is a fast-paced costume stage reading of the Jane Austen classic, Pride and Prejudice, they're really trying to take the novel, as it were, and bring it to life. And there will be three performances over the weekend. So it starts on the 15th, but there's be a, 15th, 16th. I think there'll be a various performances. So check out the time. It's both on Saturday and Sunday. Anyway, they apparently, have really recreated the whole Elizabeth Bennet situation. There'll be four sisters, a matchmaking mother, and, of course, Mr. Darcy. So it will be a great fun event, and check out Shakespeare and Company on, Saturday the 15th and Sunday the 16th for the three performances.
Why don't you go knit a hat?
Well, I don't think I'll be knitting a hat, but actually this looks interesting because, so many of houses in the area are closed up at Christmas because it's just not so easy to open them up given the heating bills, etc. But at the Mount on Saturday the 15th at 11 o'clock in the morning, they are having a Santa's hat knitting workshop. So you can go along and you can actually knit Santa's hat with some one-on-one instruction from Susie Harding. And there, of course, is a sewing room at the mount, so you can actually do it officially in the same room, you know, that this sewing has been going on for generations. But the fun thing is that there will be some cider available and cider donuts in the gallery. But the nice thing is also there will be a house tour, so you can learn much more about Edith Wharton as well. So it isn't just a hat knitting workshop. You'll be able to see all sorts of other things as well.
All right. Well, we will move on from that knitting hat workshop. We'll go to Poughkeepsie, New York. Aha, this is quite a production of the Hudson Valley Philharmonic.
Yes, they're only going to have 150 instrumentalists and singers this year for the fifth straight year. I'm joking. I mean, it's enormous, as you say. It's a big thing. Bardhoven starts on Saturday afternoon at 2 o'clock, and it's Handel's Messiah with 150 instrumentalists and singers, and it really is a fantastic opportunity. And the lovely thing is that they do encourage you to go along. Well, they wouldn't encourage me to go along and sing, but they encourage other people to go along and sing along to the Hallelujah Chorus. So it will be a fantastic event, as I say, Poughkeepsie, 2 o'clock on Saturday the 15th.
We go from Poughkeepsie, New York, another P, Pittsfield, Massachusetts on the 15th.
Yeah, well, there are Christmas carols in all sorts of different sizes and shapes, and the Hancock Shaker Village on the 15th and 16th is having their A Christmas Carol. And this one is actually quite well known. I think it's been to the area several times. David Anderson is the artistic director of the Walking the Dog Theater. Anyway, he is going to be performing this Christmas Carol, the Dickens show, really traditional way. Again, it's in its 13th year, so he's been doing this for a long time. And when I was reading up on it, I saw something which I think puts it in context. The newspaper, The Independent, wrote of his performance, David Anderson's performance, that this is an amazing one-man show, and it's what Dickens intended all along. So if you want to see a really traditional rendering of Christmas Carol, do go along to Hancock Shaker Village on December the 15th and 16th.
Our good friend Macy Levin and the rest of the folks at the Aglet Theatre Company have a production coming up on December 15th at Dewey Hall.
Yeah, if you don't want to see A Christmas Carol, there are other plays available. And in Sheffield on the 15th, both at 2 o'clock and 7:30 in the evening, they're putting on a presentation of Ghost Writer. This is the Aglet Theatre Company. As you say, Macy Levin is really involved in directing this show. It's a really fun event. If you've been to the Aglet theaters in the past, they really do a great show. So the story is that the novelist Franklin Woolsey dies mid-sentence, but his secretary Myra continues to take dictation even after his death. Then she is plainly attacked by the skeptics, the press, and also Frank's jealous widow. But Myra is going to set out to prove that she's much more than an artful forger. But, of course, we as viewers will start to find out whether she's trying to steal Franklin Woolsey's legacy or whether there is something else going on. It sounds like a great fun afternoon and evening. Two shows, as I say, 2 o'clock in the afternoon, 7:30 in the evening, at the Dewey Hall, and it's all put on by the Aglet Theatre Company. So check that out Saturday, December 15th.
We've got a Jingle and a Mingle in Litchfield on the 15th.
Yes, yes. Well, look, this is calling all supporters of the Litchfield Jazz Camp. This is a wonderful jazz, organization that's really encouraging young people. And Litchfield Community Center is hosting this Jingle and Mingle. It's a whole gala with the dinner. There's a wonderful dinner with hors d'oeuvres and signature cocktails. So enjoy the dinner. But then there's a performance by the Australian bassist and singer Nikki Perrott. All the proceeds go to supporting the Litchfield jazz camp. So it's a really wonderful event. Starts at about 6:30 in the evening at the Litchfield Community Center on December the 15th. So do check out and make reservations if you want to do a bit of supporting of the jazz camp.
Ed is back to New York State in Chatham, New York on the 15th at 7 o'clock in the evening.
Yeah, we're all over the place, all over the area. And Tony Trischka is going to be at PS21. They really are taking wonderful advantage of their new theater there at PS21. Tony Trischka is a banjoist, and he is going to be celebrating the season with bluegrass and Americano music, which is suitable for the holidays. He's going to be joined by singer and instrumentalist Tim Erickson, and there's also a vocalist, Phoebe Hunt, and it's going to be a diverse, really fun evening. And the fun thing is that Tony is really known because he revels in songs which are long forgotten and little known, but really great fun. So that's PS21 in Chatham on December the 15th.
Off we go to Great Barrington, and this is going to be spectacular, and that is an open house.
Yeah, it's going to be spectacular. I did say I try to find gifts for all price ranges, this is probably at the top end of the range, but McTeague and McClellan are a wonderful local jewelry company, and when I say they're local, they are, all their jewelry is locally produced, and it is in Great Barrington with wonderful artisans who are working, have been working there for many years. And the jewelry is spectacular, as you say. And they are having an open house on Sunday afternoon, December the 16th, starting at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. And even the building that they are in Great Barrington is beautifully decorated as well. It's made to look like a jewelry box of one sort or another. So check out if you're interested, particularly in buying a fine piece of jewelry, or alternatively just fascinated by what local artists and artisans are doing. Then this is a really fantastic opportunity. So there'll be a little bit of food, and there'll be other. I'm sure there'll be some drink as well, but the key thing is you get to take a peek at what's new for the holidays from these sort of amazing jewelers. And of course, if you do actually buy a gift, they will, I'm sure, wrap it up beautifully for you as well, as well they should, because it will be spectacular.
And we'll wrap up in Kent, Connecticut.
Yeah, well, every year there's a sort of festive concert of both traditional and contemporary carols at St. Andrew's Church from the Kent Singers. And this year their winter concert is called Make We Merry. They are having, they'll be playing The Sweet Christmas Day by Gustav Holst. There is music by Michael Gilbertson. There will be all sorts of other things going on as well. It will be a lovely, lovely concert. It starts at 3 o'clock on Sunday, December the 16th, as I say, at St. Andrew's Church in Kent, Connecticut. So if you want to start off by enjoying more music over the holidays, this is a great opportunity as well.
And that will wrap up part one of the holidays. Next week will be part two, obviously, Mark. We'll speak to you next week.
Look forward to it. Thanks very much, Marshall.